The interior of the building had an industrial feel to it. The tables were metal. The stools seemed cobbled together from lead pipes and wood. Tin sheeting adorned the walls, hunks of it cut away to make room for doorways and bars. Amidst the rough decor, there were still only hints as to the establishment's true purpose. Colorful lights ran along nearly every surface, unlit but still noticeable to the keen eye. An enormous slab of wood elevated an open area 3 inches up from the concrete floor. The giant speakers near it, almost, but not quite, concealed from view. The truly experienced partier would notice a few holes drilled in the upper part of the sheeting just above the wooden slab, the perfect size for a fog machine to spray its contents on the area below. It was a contrast of joy and efficiency, of work and play. It had definitely been constructed by Herschel and Roy's father. As Herschel stood by the entrance, a large man stepped out from one of the doorways in the back. He was close to 7 feet tall, his arms thicker than a bodybuilder's legs, his legs closer to steel beams than human limbs. His dark beard was trimmed close so as to show off his impressive jawline and handsome face. In each hand, he carried a silver keg, presumably full, although one wouldn't have known that from the ease with which he slung them around. Herschel found his breathing was no longer functional, and his ability to keep his knees steady had all but vanished. It had been over a decade since he'd seen this man through anything but Roy's memory. Yet, he was unmistakable. This giant could only be Titan, the unstoppable monster who had left all but the most powerful criminals trembling at the mention of his name. The giant turned his head toward the sound and froze. Any beer inside the now dented kegs would be undrinkable for days. He stopped, only a few inches from Herschel's still somewhat shaky form. His father laid an enormous hand on each of Herschel's shoulders and stared down at the boy, his face a tempest of emotions, each fighting for the right to be showcased.
Son.
Herschel's punch to his father's jaw was a futile gesture. Most heroes couldn't have put down this powerhouse. Still, sometime later, when Roy finally regained control of the body, he would look back on this memory, and despite all the other negative emotions that would be rolling through him at the time, feel a tremendous sense of brotherly pride.